This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to a special edition of the PTN's NBA Team Podcast as we do... I don't know. I guess it's just like a little bit of a roundabout. I'm one of your co-hosts, Andreesh. Adam Murray, you presented this one to me after we had some successes with certain team names and drafting the NBA players, and we're going with another one this time.
It's funny, yes, this is a little mini-sode, extendium, yeah. Compendium, Andreesh, NBA historian. We did a couple drafts. You enjoyed those. We started with your Kentucky Wildcats. That was awesome. Then... Mm-hmm. We did the Tigers, which just had curveballs after curveballs. And So I was like, okay, let's bring it back. We're on NCAA time by the time this drops. So let's just, I figured let's go into
let's
a
go
curious.
Let's go with the blue blood. Yeah.
Kind of, yes, but.
Well, it's literally, it's blue and red. So yes, it's a blue blood.
Well, there's things about curious case about them. Number one, they're always the, you know, they're one of the top, you know, college institutions, top schools, top, you know, all the, get all the recruits, but they don't really have much success. They're just always disappointing and just underwhelming. And like making this list, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of, they churned out NBA players, but they're not, they don't have a deep, like, history of quality players that you would expect from a school like this, so storied and hallowed.
So yeah, the story hallowed is Rock Chalk Jayhawk, and that's Kansas, the University of Kansas. You know, basketball was born there. The rules are literally written and they're sitting in the campus somewhere. You know, that has to count for something, right? Like, is James Naismith available for this? You know what? I take that back. Yes, Dr. James Naismith was at Kansas, but he cannot be chosen. He's exempted. It's too easy. I wonder if James Naismith was a good coach. Like, can you invent a game and coach it and be the worst, be a bad coach at it?
He had an overall coaching record of 55-60, so I guess not.
And then, I mean, obviously Fog Allen and there's a couple of Ted Owens. Like they had great ones after that, you know.
The second interesting thing about the Jayhawks, which you might not have known while I was also doing research on this, did you know the Jayhawk? There's no bird. It is named after the militia group during the Civil War in Kansas.
Okay.
They call themselves Jayhawkers.
Yeah.
Minutemen.
What was that? Don't they have the Kansas versus Missouri, and it's called, what's it called? Is it called the Battle of Missouri, or is it like the Border War? They always had a name for it. I guess, but that's what's...
I just figured it was a bird. And then I'm like, no, it's just like the Sooners, or like I said, the Minutemen. And like, oh, that's... I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah, but it's funny though, because let's... You know, like there's a couple of things that over time... you know, because of sensitivity, that we've had to change the name. So Jayhawks being named after a militia group and sticking with it is funny, because you never think about it, because their mascot is a giant red fucking bird.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, the Minutemen are a militia group. There's no need to change them. I believe, if memory serves correct from reading, they were on the good side, like, of this Civil War.
If you're named after Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders, that's okay. You know, there are a couple other groups where you're like, if you're the kamikaze, yeah, I don't know if you want to do that. You know, like you're going to have to.
I don't. But okay, so we're doing Kansas. Any general Kansas memories? Any general Kansas feels?
The fact that they never won a lot of national championships, despite the history and all the wins and all the Big 12, Big 8 titles that they've won, they haven't won the national title that many times. Like, in my lifetime, I mean, I was 6 years old when Danny and the Miracles won in 88, okay? But they only won twice in my, like, as I've, you know, that I've watched. And that was 2008 when Mario Chalmers hit the shot. Everybody remembers that. And then they just recently won in 2022 with Oche Agbaji and this big guy named Dave McCormick, both coached by Bill Self. Roy Williams, this is another one I always remembered. Roy Williams never won a national title at Kansas, even though he did win three at North Carolina. when he left there.
Yeah, he was never able to get over the hump there, and that was the big storyline. So okay, I can imagine the first two rounds of this draft should fall very evenly. So
The second one might be interesting, but we'll see. So are we going to flip a coin here for it?
You could start if you wish. I believe you started the other two.
Okay.
With the first pick in the draft,
Andrew
selects.
So this one is so easy, it's not even funny. You could probably still call him the GOAT. He was a Kansas Jayhawk in the 1950s, and that's Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain's number one. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain's number one in a lot of records in the NBA, but
it is fairly. It's,
I mean, it's ridiculous. He was also, I believe, the National Player of the Year when he was in college. But typical Wilt, he gets to the finals and he loses to North Carolina, just like when he went to the NBA and he kept losing to the Celtics.
Yep, two-time champion, four-time MVP, 13-time All-Star, seven-time scoring champ, seven-time All-NBA first team, 11-time rebounding champ, one-time assist champion. 14 years.
That was the year that they won the title in 72, and the coach basically told him, "You need to pass more." He's like, "Okay, I'll lead the league in assists." He was the greatest, man. He played 2 years at Kansas because there was a freshman rule, I believe, or maybe like you could only play up to a certain age or whatever at the time. Averaged only 30 points and 18 rebounds. Not bad.
The thing about the NBA that amazed me, averaged 45 minutes a game.
Now you can see what – I mean, look, if you read his book, he had a lot of stamina. A lot of stamina. So it showed on the court. 45 minutes a game is a lot.
45 minutes a game, and again, to play for 14 years,
I don't know the season, but everybody knows the story. He averaged 50 points a game 1 year. That's insane. That's insane. He averaged 50 points a game.
With the first pick in the draft, Adam selects.
All right, so for my number one pick, I am going to go obviously the silver medalist. I will take Paul Pierce.
Okay.
Not really, you know, NBA 75 people. You know, he'd probably
finals
put him
MVP
in
08.
Finals MVP, 10-time All Star, played for 19 years, averaged just a shade under 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3.5 assists.
I also don't think he should be punished for sticking around too long, because he did stick around for maybe like 3 years too long in Washington.
Yeah, he bounced around to Washington and then the Clippers at the end. But there's nothing, you know, he is one of the Boston greats. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, the draft, there was no reason why he should have fallen the 10th, and nobody could give a valid reason why. How you just fall all that way down and just got lucky here in Boston, and then... The start of let's have, you know, get a big three to all chip in and be selfishlessness, and it was a great time. So I'll take Paul Pierce. I mean, it's kind of hard to when you go with Wilt with pick number one. There's not really much you could do, but I'm pretty sure you're gonna blow the rest of the draft where I can make up points.
He was an All-Star 10 times. Crazy. And also, it was 10 out of 11 years between 02 and 2012. Like, he was the heart and soul of that team. Even when they really beefed up with talent with Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett, he was the guy that made them go. That's why when they won that finals, you knew that Pierce was going to be the one that carried them. And he did. The problem was also, you know, he played at the wing when Kobe Bryant and LeBron James showed up. So it's hard. You were always overshadowed, is what I'm trying to say. But he was the truth. He was a great player.
With the second pick,
Andrew
selects.
Next for me, this one's easy. The process, Joel Embiid.
I figured you would take him.
If you look at his number of games played, it's kind of scary. I don't even think he's played 500 games.
Last year's MVP, seven-time All-Star, two-time scoring champ. 8 years, 27 points, 11 rebounds, but
probably wouldn't want him. He, yeah, definitely. definitely.
It's one of those. Do you expect another 8 years from him?
Eight, yeah, because even if he played half the minutes, he'd still be effective, just the same way that Shaq kind of trucked along at the end. I could see it.
It's going to be some trucking along at the end. Yes, he's currently a beast, and him being injured this season sort of kills a lot. And the thing about him is he's taken the undue... The spotlight was on him because he is the process. We made our team so shitty so we can get, you know, him, and he'll save Philadelphia.
But he missed 2 years because of a broken ankle, though.
Of that and just all the injuries throughout. But he blames, you know, you got to get me teammates. You got to get me teammates. Every other year they gut their roster to get him a new piece, and it's just never good enough for him. You notice? He said, I can't keep doing this by myself.
Yeah, you know who that sounds like? Will Chamberlain. The difference is Will Chamberlain knew how to poison the well. I don't think Joel Embiid poisons the well in Philly, and that's not why they keep having to move the roster around. I think it's more incompetence at the top, to be quite honest with you, like the management. But Embiid's amazing. He's just a great player. You know, he could have won MVP more than once easily, but his playoff scenarios are an issue. They are definitely an issue. I hope that doesn't stay that way. But in the modern era, he's probably the best big man we've had, along with Nikola Jokic. I mean, Giannis is there too.
With the second pick, Adam selects.
Okay, for my second pick, it's, again, fairly cut and dry with the Kansas board. I got to go JoJo White.
Okay. Yeah. JoJo White, who played for the Celtics during some of their championship years.
Two-time champion, 7 times All-Star, 76 finals MVP, 12 years, 17 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. Solid.
Only played for 2 other teams. He played for the Warriors and he played for the Kansas City Kings after that. But all the other years with Boston. He played 82 games. He played all 82 games twice. And it was 2 of the All-Star years. One of them when they won the title in 74. So I know a lot of people say it's Hondo, because Hondo was on those teams that won the title in 74 and 76. And John Havlicek, God rest his soul, he was one of the greatest. And they had Dave Cowens. But JoJo White was a big part of that team too. Like, if I had to put in a comparison today, he was like Michael Porter Jr. with the Nuggets. But yeah, you could tell that there's a drop here. You know, we just talked about 3 Hall of Fame, you know, players, and then we go to JoJo White. No disrespect to JoJo White, but he's not a top 75 player.
But for just the storied history of Kansas, it's kind of odd to find such a shallow pool of NBA greats from here.
With the 3rd pick,
Andrew
selects.
All right, next for me, Danny Manning. Number 1 pick in 88, carried Kansas to a national championship in 88, where he had a not so great roster, but he was the best player in the country and they won the national title. His Clipper years were kind of plagued by injuries. He got traded to Atlanta and then he went to Phoenix, where he was sort of just like a bench guy, but his productivity was okay. You know, this is more of a sentimental pick. 14 points, 5 rebounds, played almost 900 games. But I thought he was a really good player.
The thing about Danny Manning was he was the 6th man of the year and just wasn't, you know.
I believe he did that with Phoenix, right?
At 1988, yeah.
98, yeah. That was the Phoenix team where I remember this. That was the Phoenix team where they traded everybody, including Jason Kidd and Steve Nash. Or they traded Steve Nash and all these other pieces to Dallas, and they got Jason Kidd. And they got to the playoffs, and Rex Chapman hit a banker in the first round to win a playoff game against the Sonics, but they got eliminated, and Manning was on that team.
I believe now he's at Louisville as an assistant coach, if I'm not mistaken, till he gets fired.
That team went 8-23. It'd be a miracle if he kept his job. He actually, so I'm trying to remember, he coached at Tulsa.
I mean, he's not, it's Kenny King is the coach.
Now we're talking about his coaching. Like, he coached at Tulsa, then he went to Wake Forest and got fired. And then he became an assistant at Maryland. And when Maryland's coach got fired, he was the interim head coach. So yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like it sounds like he's at Louisville or something like that. But
yeah, and Kenny Payne has just been, he has tanked that franchise. And
mm-hmm.
Louisville
is just. As a player though, Manning was great. His best years were in the early part when he was with the Clippers, like in the early 90s. He was excellent. But, you know, his productivity went way, way down, like after 1994, like way down.
With the third pick, Adam selects.
With my third pick, this is the one, you know, we're not thrilled about, but I drop off after this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to go with Clyde Lovellette. Clyde Lovellette,
he's one of the NBA 75. I mean, he played 10 years in the very beginning, like the advent of the NBA, 1954 to 1964. Played with the Minneapolis Lakers. He was the first player to ever win an Olympic gold medal, an NCAA championship, which he did at Kansas, obviously. And then he won one with the Minneapolis Lakers. So he was the first player to ever do that.
Three-time champion.
Mm-hmm.
Four-time All-Star, 11 years, 17 points, 9.5 rebounds.
He also played with Bob Pettit in those great St. Louis Hawks teams. Now, Bob Pettit, that dude was a beast. We talked about him with LSU, the Tigers, but that's a guy that I think would have translated really well in the NBA. Clyde Lovellette, I don't know.
And maybe this is how Kansas sort of got built on. He is the only player in NCAA history to win the scoring title and the championship.
Okay.
Well, because, you know, usually the scoring title goes to somebody from this really tiny school you've never heard of. Mm-hmm. But he was the first, you know, the only one to ever have the scoring title and win the NCAA championship. So complete dominance at the collegiate level.
I remember when Trae Young, I know that's Oklahoma, a Kansas rival. Yeah, I think he led the country in assists and points per game. And he didn't even win the Wooden Award. They gave it to Jalen Brunson.
And then lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
He lost to your guys. He lost to URI, the Rhode Island Rams.
Yeah, the last time URI did anything, yep. Who are now also
well,
gone.
They also lost a head coach that's probably on the precipice of winning two national titles, but that's neither here nor there. Clyde Lovellette, yeah, one of his nicknames was Jelly Belly. So that just goes to show you what he looked like. Are we moving on? That's me now.
With the fourth pick,
Andrew
selects.
I got to go with a predictable one in the current day, and that's Andrew Wiggins. He played 1 year at Kansas. He was the number one pick. Got traded to the Wolves for Kevin Love. He did play great in the 22 finals when the Warriors won it. So he is a solid player, freakish athlete. He has left a lot to be desired, but a very good player.
That's just I don't want to say the poster child of letdowns, of just heightened, you know, it was the Riggin for Wiggins draft of we have to tank so we can get him.
He played with Joel Embiid. He played on the same team.
Yeah, and the problem with him is, as the number three guy in Golden State, he seems to have found his role, but they try, okay, you're the number one guy. He wasn't really a leader. Okay, you're going to be sort of the number two option. Well, couldn't really work with Towns and...
He also had some weird situations. He took a lot of time off due to a personal issue. He was one of the... to each their own. He was also one of the people who didn't want to get a COVID vaccine. So that was one of the reasons he wound up sitting some games because of that. In the clutch in the finals, I think people will remember that he really delivered for the Warriors in that situation. He got a rookie max deal when he was in Minnesota. He was a rookie of the year player in 2015. So he's got some hardware to go with it.
NBA champion, one-time All-Star, no All-NBA anything. Just was, yeah, he was just there and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I mean, again, like there's a little bit of disappointment when you think about Andrew Wiggins' career, but he's a good player. His field goal percentage is really what is just so mercurial. Like he'll have a season where he shoots 47%, then he'll have a season like he did in Minnesota 1 year where he shot 41%. you know, and he just absolutely, you want to rip your hair out, you know, but very talented player, highly ranked player. He's played almost 600 games so far, or almost 700 games so far. So he you know, he's got some inventory.
10 years, almost 20 points.
Yeah. He's got some inventory. Well,
he's putting up buckets. It's just, all right.
With the fourth pick, Adam selects.
I got to go unthrilling again. Just go Bill Bridges.
Okay, yeah, Bill Bridges was a player who played in the
1975 NBA champion, mm-hmm. three-time All-Star, two-time All-Defensive Second Team.
He was the subject of that famous SNL skit when all the drunk people are talking about him. Or was that Bill Brasky?
Are you talking about Bill Brasky? Yeah, yeah. I know Bill Brasky.
Then let me buy you a round.
Easy.
The Bill Brasky.
That was Bill Brasky. he played 13 years, averaged 11.9 points, 11.9 rebounds.
I believe, if I'm looking at it right, he also played with Clyde Loveland. He was there. He actually probably played with Pete Maravich when they moved to Atlanta. So, yeah, this guy, there were less teams in the league in the 60s and 70s. Duh, there was like only, what, seven to ten teams. So more players played together.
But much like Wiggins, he was a champion. He has more All-Star appearances. Okay, now it's time for your fifth and final pick of the draft.
Okay, and I'll throw a curveball at you. You ready?
I know what it's going to be.
With the fifth pick,
Andrew
selects
Dean Smith.
I knew that was what it's going to be.
Dean Smith played for Fog Allen at Kansas, and he never played in the NBA, but he wound up being probably the greatest college basketball coach of all time.
Two-time champion, 11 Final Fours, eight-time Coach of the Year, lifetime record of 879, 274. I believe he only had one losing season.
Unanimously praised as a swell guy, which you can't say about a lot of college coaches.
The only losing season of his coaching career was his first year.
Yeah.
Never had a losing season.
He was kind of like Roy Williams before, where a lot of people, because at the time, and this is another reason why Kansas, I think, has been has a little bit of a gap there in terms of like these great NBA players. A lot of them went to UCLA and Indiana, because those were the places where you won titles, not Kansas, and not at the time in North Carolina. So he had to get over the hump for the longest. He couldn't beat UCLA. He couldn't beat Indiana. He went to the title game one year and he lost to Marquette. Then they finally won one in 82 against Georgetown with Michael Jordan and James Worthy. And that's when he finally won another one, I think in 93, with the late Eric Montross, who just died recently. But I mean, he also was the all-time winningest coach when he retired. That's been surpassed a few times by other people, but I think Dean Smith's a goat. He also is the harbinger of the most boring offense of all time, the four corners offense, which is basically, we're going to hold the ball so that you don't get it.
I knew you were going to pick him as your wild card pick.
It was obvious. Now, let me tell you this. There is a coach out there. I'm just giving it away because I know this is the last pick. There's another coach out there you could take.
A coach, not Fog?
Well, clearly you're not going to say it. You're not going to pick him. Adolph Rupp.
Who?
Adolph Rupp.
Yes. No, I have a double twist that you will never get.
Okay, here we go.
He played at Kansas. Mm-hmm. No further NBA, but you know him very well. There was a famous SNL skit about him, famously played by Norm MacDonald. He was a...
Okay, I think I know who it is. You ready? Burt Reynolds.
No, not Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds played football.
He was the Senate Majority Leader and the Senate Minority Leader from 87 to his presidential campaign.
Okay, who is it?
Come on now, Senator. It's a great impression. Listen to this. Come November 5th, a lot of people are going to be surprised by Bob Dole, because Bob Dole is going to win this election.
Doesn't sound a thing like me. First of all, I don't run around saying Bob Dole does this and Bob Dole does that. That's not something Bob Dole does.
Bob Dole?
Bob Dole. Viagra spokesperson Bob Dole.
Bob
He's
Dole.
Dead. Did Bob Dole play basketball?
Yes, he played at the University of Kansas.
What years? I thought he was older than Fog Allen. I thought him and James Naismith were dorm mates. Good Lord.
1941. Coach Fog Allen traveled to his high school to recruit him. Well, he was Clyde the basketball Lovely team, the track team, Clyde, and the football team.
Clyde Lovely must have carried him.
He's
How
a teammate.
Disappointing is it that we had these last two picks and we didn't take the Morris twins? And we didn't take Nick Collison, and we didn't take Rex Walters.
No, I'm not taking Bob Dole.
Scott Pollard. Oh, okay. So you're this is a joke one. Okay.
No, that was the double twist of you gotta know. I gotta find somebody to check.
With the fifth pick, Adam selects
with my fifth really pick. It really comes down to two. You could take Drew Gooden or Kurt Heinrich.
Okay.
You mentioned, you know, Chalmers, Collison, the Morris twins. I think they're a tier below these two, and it's sort of A versus B of who you'd want. Mm-hmm. I think I'd have to go with Drew Gooden.
Yeah.
Just the longevity. He played 14 years, 11 points, 7 rebounds.
Also but was the National Player of the Year in college when he played.
He brought toughness to wherever he played. Kirk Heinrich was good, and, you know, he averaged –
Here's the thing about Heinrich. He was like, he was white, but he was like this very hard-nosed point guard. And I think he was an all-star at his peak, but his peak wasn't very long and only lasted a couple of years.
No, he also had better teammates on his team. He was never the lead guy. He was just sort of there.
Yeah,
but
he was in Chicago. Then he played on not like a super talented Atlanta Hawks team, but they had talent on the team.
I got to go with Drew Gooden and his rat tail and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had the funniest. He had the
no real awards, no nothing. But again, he played a lot. You know, he started 500 games of the almost 800 he played. So
he also was probably, I know people laugh at how bad the Cleveland Cavalier team in 07 was. He was probably their like third leading scorer on that team. Behind LeBron and probably Zydrunas Ilgauskas. So, I mean, he was good. He was a good player. I am laughing because you talked about his hair. One of his nicknames on Basketball Reference, Reseed Wallace.
But anyone else?
He was a mid-range dude. Like, he could really make a jump shot. I was shocked, Adam, when I was in college. I was shocked when he was a rookie in Memphis and he got traded to Orlando. I thought that was one of the dumbest deals ever by the Grizzlies. They could have kept him and made something of him. I didn't understand that.
I didn't really either, but anybody you think we miss?
I mean, a lot of them just come from memory from when I was in college watching the NBA. Ray LaFrance was a solid player, but his, you know, you remember him as a Celtic, but he wasn't like great. He was just a solid center.
He was okay. He was in Denver. They went to the Celtics, and then they went to Dallas. And Dallas is like, we'll give you this 7-year, $60 million deal. Because Mark Cuban always did that. He always overpaid marginal players.
Mario Chalmers just because of the shot and the fact that he played on the Heatles.
Mario Chalmers.
Jacques Vaughn is in the news because he was a coach who just got fired. He was a great point guard at Kansas, but his NBA career was eh. Like, yeah. It wasn't great. Greg Ostertag is just a trivia question of, like, who played alongside Karl Malone and John Stockton in Utah? Greg Ostertag. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal hated him because he always hacked him. The Morris twins. I'd say Marcus had a better career or has had a better career than Markieff. It's close. Like, if you look
they're
at the
close.
Numbers.
Marcus has better numbers, but better a little bit, player. But they're not. It's not
Nick
really.
Nick Collison played in the NBA forever. He's adored in Oklahoma City. Because when he was a Sonic and they moved to Oklahoma City, he was one of the original.
Yeah, he played
there.
For one team. And
he was also a very good. He was also a very good college player. I believe in the game where they lost to Syracuse, he had like 19 rebounds. He was a really good player in college.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, it's not like the biggest. I'll tell you one guy who plays today who is still pretty talented. Kelly Oubre Jr. could score, man. Like, if he sticks around, I think he could make it.
Yes, that young kid.
And yeah, well, he's not that old, man. Like, he got drafted in 15. I don't think he's that old. He's probably, what, 30, 29?
He's 28 right now. And
he keep going. He's on the Sixers. You know, the Sixers aren't dead yet.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little mini-sode.
We'll have more.
All right. For Andrew Reach, I'm Adam Murray. Have a good one.
Take care.